Got our sports guru in with us, Tanner Struckman. How you doing, Tanner?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I needed a little time to fill, and I thought, well, we don't talk a lot of sports on Mugs, but I know there's people in the audience that certainly talking Husker sports is always good, too, but I kind of wanted to center on the both the college football playoffs and then the wild card round of the NFL is this weekend. So
you bet. You got a
lot of stuff.
Starting tonight, you've got really a fun 5 days. You got playoff games between now and Monday.
College night, so. Tonight and tomorrow, and then the pros take over Saturday through Monday. It's one of my favorite five-day stretch. We just came off one that was pretty good too.
Yeah.
And those college games, some of those were good last week as well. So tonight we start the college football semifinals, and we've got Ole Miss and Miami. If you filled out a bracket, if you picked those teams to get to this point, you're way ahead of about 99.9% of the people that filled out a bracket, including myself.
Sure,
so.
Yeah.
So yeah. What do you think? Ole Miss, you know, and I had picked Georgia, and I got to hand it to Ole Miss. Just so impressive there, and just being able to hold off Georgia. I thought Georgia was going to come through at the end, but they held them off.
And considering the circumstances that their head coach left shortly before that, I mean, they're going into the playoff without their head coach, who went off to LSU and Lane Kiffin.
Exactly.
That's quite a recovery. I mean, that
it's kind of like they're using this for motivation, almost like, coach, we love you, we hate what you did, but we're going to show you that we're still just as good without you. We don't need you on the sideline to have success.
And I think they won him some money because I think he got a bonus for winning that game, too. I thought he didn't even get there. But
that's wrong.
Yeah. But, it's an incredible win. I mean, I don't think anybody, most did not have Ole Miss winning that game.
Didn't think they'd be scoring 39 points.
No,
certainly.
Right. Yeah, it's not quite the SEC of old. You know, your 10-13 Alabama LSU games.
More like Big 12.
Right. But, I think the Ole Miss, the matchup, though, tells me they've got a chance. I think if Miami wouldn't have won, I don't think they'd have, I wouldn't have picked them at all because I think the magic, I would have said, would run out after one game. For Ole Miss, but with Miami, I think they've got a chance in this one. I like their quarterback more than I like Carson Beck. And it's kind of weird to say the Ole Miss would be in the title, though. I don't know if but it's weird to me. I didn't think Miami would have a shot at being in the title either at the beginning of the year.
Well, Miami was the last team in the playoff.
Right, yeah.
Basically. They're playing great. At this point, both teams have super amount of confidence, most you can have, I think. To me, it just comes down to basically the turnover and then big plays. Who can come up with those chunk plays and capitalize with a touchdown instead of a field goal?
I really like Lacy, the Ole Miss running back. I think he is a next level.
That's going to be key because he's been banged up. Yeah. I think he's had a shoulder issue. So if he's healthy and he can do what he does, and he's a good option for him to throw to as well. Their quarterback, Ole Miss's quarterback, he is. How do you contain that guy?
Yeah,
I'd like to see Miami's game plan on that. If they're going to spy him or what they're going to do, but
yeah, he played phenomenal against Georgia, and he also hasn't thrown a pick since mid November. Yeah. He's thrown three all year.
But if you blitz him, he's just going to run. He's going to dice you by running. So if I'm Miami, I just try to play a kind of a cup defense and say, we'll take our chances with you throwing and just cover well.
I think it'll be a great game. Yeah. I really do. I think I think they're both really good games. But I do think, not to get to the next one, I think the Oregon-Indiana game is the title. Personally, I think whoever wins that's got the title.
You think those are the two best teams?
I have denied Indiana's ability. I have downplayed them all for 2 years now. No more. I mean, at this point, they just seem like, at this point, I think they're going to win the title. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think they're going to win the title. I think they have by far and away the most confidence. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't. With their coach, with their Heisman-winning quarterback, they've kind of been underdogs, and I think they're favored to win this game, but I think they're still underdogs in the national spotlight. I don't think anybody thinks I think people are like, and this playoff now, you're into it. You kind of forget. It's not like the old days where it was just one game, BCS matchup of one versus two, and here's the title.
Yep.
Now you've got to win maybe up to three games, and you're like, oh, they're going to win this one, but are they going to win the next one? Yeah, I think if they win this one, I think they're for sure winning the next one. I mean, I think they've done enough to prove that they can win between Ole Miss and Miami. So to me, this is the title between Oregon and Indiana tomorrow night, and
I think that's agree with you.
Incredible game. I think it'll be an awesome one. I have a game to call, and I'm going to be paying attention to this one pretty well.
I'll be taping it and trying to not look at my phone on score updates. They're going to be flashing up while I'm calling the Hershey-Maxwell games, too. It'll be interesting. I'll definitely go with Indiana, too. I'm with you there, and I've become a Hoosier fan. And I didn't like Cignetti at first. I thought he was kind of a cocky dude. But more and more, you know, I like him just because his team is so, I mean, what he's done building up that program in such a short period of time and take advantage of the portal and all that, that's going to be a blueprint for every other program that wants to make a quick jump.
It doesn't even, and I suppose it does make sense in today's day and age, but the way he did it last year is maybe the bigger anomaly, because last year he did it with a whole bunch of JMU recruits where he came from, players. James Madison, which isn't, you know, you think the level of athlete that's playing there and the level of athlete in the Big Ten should be different. But coaching clearly plays a big role in what they do. And so this year, they got big commits. They got big portal additions last year. Obviously, their quarterback won the Heisman. He wasn't an Indiana guy. He wasn't a James Madison guy. He came from Cal. Which still is saying something, because Cal's not a football powerhouse.
Yep.
But what they did last year is probably more impressive than what they've done this year. But to follow it up and say it wasn't a fluke is pretty impressive. And Mendoza, you can't help but love that kid. I mean, he just does all the right things. He says all the right things. He's just he's got a great head on his shoulders. And when the game's on the line, I would trust him fully over anybody else that's left
so
in this playoff.
This is a rematch of a game that happened in Eugene, Oregon, back in October, and Indiana won it. What does Oregon have to do better or differently, or do they have to do anything differently other than just keep Indiana, maybe score one less touchdown to win this?
Well, and I know Moore had a – I don't think they ran the ball real well in that game. Moore didn't play that particularly well. They turned – I mean, he had a couple picks in that game.
He did.
Turnovers are going to be – and if you can get Mendoza to make a mistake – You might win it.
Good luck with that.
But good luck with that.
I think they're going to try to do that, though. I think they're going to come with some stunts and some blitzes and try to make him make a mistake. Because although he can run, I think his preference is to stay in the pocket and throw. Yeah.
And so you got to find a way to make him make a mistake or two. And I don't know if you can do that at this point. Again, I just feel like they've got it, and I think Indiana's got this. If they win this game, I think it's lockstep all the way through. They're gonna win the title, but it'd be a great game. I think it'll be a phenomenal game. And the first time they played, I was just looking it up. Total yard, it was 30-20, but Oregon had 267 yards.
Yeah,
I mean, Oregon football can't have 260. I know their defense is much better than the days of old when they were basically an offensive program through and through, but 267 yards isn't going to get it done in this day and age of college football. I mean, there's just not low-scoring games anymore, especially in the playoff, as we've seen so far.
I think for Oregon to win, they'll have to be plus two on turnovers. I really do. They'll have to get and cash them both in.
So I'm curious on this schedule, because the title is not until, I assume,
week from Monday.
A week from this Monday. So I know they're getting away from the NFL schedule, but I don't love the Thursday. I don't know. I mean, I do like it because it gives us something every night, but my Thursday and Friday nights are usually pretty busy. So
yeah.
I'm a little selfish, and I'm thinking, I get it. They're trying to get away from the NFL games, but I don't know if I love the fact that we're playing it on a Thursday and Friday, because I'm not going to get to watch hardly any of either of them. But I'll find my way into them on my phone or some sort. And you got to avoid the NFL playoffs, because that's a pretty big deal. And those kick off Saturday. So.
Yeah, and I just saw a story, too. NFL is getting better ratings than they've had in in several years too. And why not? The games have been, most of them have been captivating. I just think it's going to carry over into the postseason. Let's start with Saturday's matchups. You got the Rams heading across the country to face the Panthers, who basically backed into the playoffs.
Yeah, 8-9, and they get to host the Rams.
And the Rams, they haven't looked great down the stretch necessarily, but I think they're the better team, and I'm picking them to win.
Yeah, I wouldn't ever pick Bryce Young to beat Matthew Stafford in a playoff game.
No.
That sounds insane to even say that matchup is happening, so I don't think that's a game at all. I think they're almost 11-point favorites, and I think
The only way that the Rams get you know slowed down and Carolina has a chance as if it's pouring rain, and I haven't looked at the forecast.
I haven't either,
but that happens, so I think that'd be the way that Carolina wins. And then talk about the meeting number three between Green Bay and Chicago, and the last one was especially captivating there.
I don't know what to think about either of these teams. The Caleb Love story is been great. I mean, he's had a phenomenal sophomore campaign. Totally different. He doesn't even look like the same quarterback. I watched him play the Niners 2 weeks ago, and I mean, he was all game in that game. They ended up losing, but it was a phenomenal game. It was one of the most entertaining games I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was.
In the NFL. I think I'm a big in NFL playoffs. I'm big on experience. If you've played in the playoffs, I think you've got a huge advantage. He is not. That being said, I think they can absolutely win this game. I don't know if they'll win the next, but I think they can win this game. The Packers, to me, I don't have any faith in them. Neither of these teams are winning the Super Bowl. I don't think either of these teams are in the Super Bowl, for that matter. But I would pick the Bears at home. I'm not sold on the Packers. Jordan Love, just not consistent enough throughout the year. I mean, Caleb Williams has been far more consistent, in my opinion. And the Bears just, they kind of a playoff mentality style of a team, you know? I never liked the Bears, but I like them in this game.
Yep, and I'm really much of the thoughts you just expressed. I'm right there with you too. So I'll go with the Bears on that. Although it wouldn't surprise me too much.
Yeah,
to see
it's
the
one
Packers
point spread.
Win. I think that's pretty much toss up too. And I didn't look at the weather, but I imagine it'll be pretty cold Saturday evening.
Late
at
game.
Soldier Field there, right by the lake,
which is how you want it.
Yep. It'll be fun. Sunday's games start with Buffalo at Jacksonville. And this is one you got a conflict, talking experience. Buffalo has a lot of players with a lot of experience. Of course, Josh Allen, everybody says what's going to be the breakthrough for them. They're having to travel, and this is something they haven't had to do in the playoffs for a while.
Yeah, they like hosting games.
And then Jacksonville, this is new for most of the guys, including Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
So how will they handle that playoff pressure?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence did a great second half of the year. And the Bills have not. I mean, they have not been very consistent. This is where, though, I think experience matters, and I think the Bills will go get a win on the road.
Yeah.
Your weather's not a factor at all. If you're Jacksonville, you can't really take advantage of the weather, whereas if you're in Buffalo, you can take advantage of the weather.
Yeah.
I think the Bills get this one done.
Yeah, and I we're on the same level on all of these, and I'll go with the experience here, and I think Buffalo wins out. Okay, how about your beloved 49ers in Philadelphia?
Pretty banged up.
I know.
Tatum Bethune is out for the year. That's at least two linebackers out for the year, and he's had a great year filling in for Fred Warner. Trent Williams, I think, is to be determined. That's a big one on the left tackle.
It is.
They missed him last week.
Huge.
They couldn't run the ball at all.
No.
I liked the matchup, though. I will say, I think I would have preferred the Eagles, even on the road. I think the Niners can. I think they can win this game. I think this is a big one for the NFC because these two, by far and away, have the most experience in the playoffs on the probably on either side of the AFC or NFC. So these are the Eagles is a team that does scare me as a Niners fan. It didn't really. That being said, I still think the Niners can get this win. They're 4.5-point dogs, but they are really banged up, and that. If they were healthy, I think I'd pick them all the way. They've got to find a way to get McCaffrey going. I mean, a lot's going to ride on him. I think Ricky Pearsall will play, though. I think that's the general consensus, so that's good. They needed him. And if Trent Williams can play, I think they got a much better chance to win this game. But it's going to come down to who's healthy, and that linebacking core is. I mean, Luke Gifford, former Husker, is now stepping into a huge role, and he's not even healthy. So they're pretty thin in that department.
Yep. Yeah, I'll go with the Eagles, even though they haven't been that impressive, but they did rest their starters last week, and I think that was a wise thing to do for them. Then you've got, to cap off Sunday, you've got the Chargers in New England.
You don't have a lot of faith in the Chargers in the playoffs, and Drake Mays had a phenomenal year. Man, I did not see that coming. I mean, I thought he'd play well, but that's a dangerous team. Now, again, a team without experience, but look at who's in the playoffs. There aren't very many teams with experience. Like, this is Josh Allen's year to win it.
Should be, from that standpoint.
Yeah. I don't know that their defense is good enough to win it. Patriots are a pretty tough out, I think. I think they win this game, and I think they're a pretty tough out in the playoffs. They might be in the Super Bowl.
I agree with you there. And then to finish it out, you've got the Texans at the Steelers on Monday. I like the way the Texans are playing right now. And the Steelers just, I don't think they have enough offense to get it done.
It's amazing, though, that they're in the playoffs. And, I mean, they probably shouldn't be with what happened in their last game, that the way that went down for the Ravens. But, Texans are favored on the road. I mean, Pittsburgh's got to be thinking, we're the higher seed, and we're at home. But, you know, the way C.J. Stroud started the year, I didn't think they'd obviously have a chance to even make the playoffs. But they played well. Their defense is really good. I would probably pick the Texans in this game, but I don't think either of them are winning this. I'll tell you this: if the Jaguars beat the Bills, though, I have no idea. I mean, I would pick the NFC all the way in the Super Bowl. I have no idea who will be in there outside of maybe the Patriots. But if there's not a lot of heavyweights in terms of experience in the playoffs at this point, so you might see a young quarterback get his first taste at a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, I think that very much could happen. And Tanner, thanks a lot. Absolutely. It'll be interesting. We've got a lot of games that we'll be chewing on, and a lot of eyeballs and a lot of watching at later times as we fulfill our busy schedules.
There you go.
But we'll enjoy that, and try to have you back next week.
Sounds good.